It's been a fucking day, boys.
It has been a fucking day. You know what's bad? And I mean this satirically. Okay, I mean this satirically.
I'm pretty sure I was going to make the same joke.
Spoilers about my feelings, but you know the movie's bad when I'm sitting there in the theater being like, man, I wish Robin's trip to the ER was a little more serious. Kind of wish we'd skipped this movie. Wish he hadn't got there and the doctor been like, it's fine for your husband to go watch The Flash.
You know, I understand. It's pretty bad when my wife going to the ER is not the worst thing to happen to me that day.
Well said, Rick. Well said.
Only because she is completely okay.
How long did it take to get y'all in?
I wasn't there with them. I was picking up Jamie from my mom's house, and so I got a call on the way home that was like, hey, guess what? I'm going to the ER.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's because she went to go see this movie
beforehand. That
sent her to the ER.
I'm having the baby now.
It was me, Barry.
Speaking of having the baby, hi, I'm Josh. I'm an analyst here in Nashville, and just put my head in a fucking microwave.
I am Rick Fox. I am an author here in Nashville, and I am the wig that Barry and Kara share in this movie.
You think that's a wig?
It's a joke because their hair looks the same, and it looks shitty.
Who are you?
His hair looks fine.
Who are you? We're in the intro. Who are you?
I'm Brian. I'm an illustrator here in Nashville, and I run the intro, Barry. It was me.
And we're opinionated. Kill me. And tonight, we watched...
Shut up, get your band on Twitter.
And tonight, we watched The Flash. The Flash came out in 2023. It currently has a 66 somehow on Rotten Tomatoes.
That's too high?
Yes, it was written by Christina Hodson and Joby Harold and directed by Andy Muschietti. And it stars Ezra Miller, Sasha Kelly, Ben Affleck, Michael Keaton, Michael Shannon, and many others.
Barry Allen uses his super speed to change the past, but his attempt to save his family creates a world without superheroes, which is not true, forcing him to race for his life in order to save the future.
So that we avoid spoilers, just a reminder to everyone, this is going to be a first impressions episode, which means that we're not going to tell you all the plot points
immediately,
despite how you've probably picked up on some of our feelings about the movie. There's going to be a brief, probably very brief in this one, window of spoiler-free thought. Then there's going to be a little break, and we'll get into all the details about
all the juicy
things we thought and plot points and all that good jazz. I'll say this. This movie got me banned on Twitter.
It did.
No, genuinely, and I didn't tell you because I wanted to get your reaction.
While you were watching
Brian, here's what happened. While we were watching the movie, Rick was doing his thing where he like live tweets as he watches the movie, and I responded to some of those, and we were talking back and forth, and at one point, this moved me, drove me to write, hey, Rick, you want to do a suicide pact? And he responded with, yeah, sure, sounds fun. But my ass gets banned from Twitter because I wrote, do you want to do a suicide pact?
And shouldn't it be him first when she enabled it?
I was encouraging suicide. And I'm so sure.
Shouldn't they be sending you like a helpline or something?
I'm sure that a human was not actually involved in any of this.
I think it was flagged just
like,
the
word. So a robot should be like, hey,
I'm sure
here is a helpline.
I'm sure in the like giant chunk of text that he didn't bother to read because it wasn't serious. He like it's in there somewhere.
It was.
How
like,
do you
hey,
get back? Run backwards.
Wait 12 hours. Yeah, run backwards in time.
So back to this movie. Unfortunately.
Well, fellas, what were your thoughts going into this? I'll tell you what. DC's been just a series of fat ass stinkers for so long. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to see this movie for anything. And the only reason I agreed to it is because I was like, man, I missed Temple of Doom a bit ago. I need a movie I can bitch about. This will probably be a good entry. And so I agreed
you
to
overshot,
go see it.
Huh?
Let me tell you, I saw the trailer and it didn't look good.
No, it does not.
There's also all the stuff about Ezra Miller going on in the news.
Yes.
And coming into this, I was like, I'm gonna ignore that. Like, he's a shit ass person and I want nothing to do with him or support him. The movie's already bombing, so I don't feel that bad about it.
Right.
But so they made a statement about the movie that in quotes, "This will make you forget about all the shit he's done."
Let me tell you what.
And they're right. No, I don't remember.
No, no. Let me tell
you what.
My
brain has lost run out of cells.
It's really weird because the moment that I got Brett. That brought me back to remember all the weird shitty things he does.
Uh-huh.
He did was when there's a moment in the movie where Barry Allen as the Flash is like, "Hey, you got to be more concerned about that. These are people. They're human beings." And I'm like, Ezra Miller, my man, that feels weird coming out of your mouth.
See, it's every time that he does something, like there's a weird pause and it seems like he's doing something like really uncomfortable. I'm like, this is in bad taste now that I know what's going on.
Okay, let's talk.
The movie is okay. A, it's chock-a-block too long, and yes. It's just
well, how
like,
long was it?
Two hours and 20 minutes.
It's 2.5 hours.
I think that's
hours.
The standard now.
It
that's
is, but it's still
standard.
Too long.
It's yes. too long when almost nothing happens in your movie. It feels like
a lot happened.
There's definitely some scenes where things happen, but as far as like actual. We'll get into it.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
And the bulk of your movie is just, hey, let's see how cringy we can make every scene one after another.
Well, do you think they had to rewrite this movie because of his shit that went down?
No.
And someone didn't want to be his, like, co-star. Like,
yeah,
okay, I'll co-star myself, like,
no.
Parent
yeah,
Trap
I think
style.
There was a scene where the Flash started a cult and, like, held people for ransom in his basement. They're like, ooh, that might be in bad taste now.
See, it was really going to, like, teach people a lesson in the movie, but I just don't think it'll taste right.
It was me, Barry.
I was
jerking you off at the speak of sound.
I will say this about Ezra Miller. He fucking sucks in this movie. Like, it is incredible how awful a performance this person gives in this movie.
There, and it's weird because I was trying to pay attention to the performances that different actors gave.
Yes.
Because it's in the trailer that Michael Keaton's in this movie back as Batman.
Michael
right?
Keaton is great in this movie,
and,
honestly.
And there were specific scenes where I was like, wow, Ezra Miller is doing a good job acting in this very small part of a scene.
Yeah. Okay,
and then
maybe
he shifts
I can give you that.
Back into being like
a giant
the cringe
jackass.
Lord jackass, the Flash. But there's like a moment where it's like, wow, he's really like emoting really well in this, and I'm believing the emotion that's coming from him right here in this little like
microscopic. Yeah.
What do people know from the trailer? Because I don't remember the trailer.
Batman
shows is in
up,
it,
and it's Michael Keaton,
and Kara Zor-El is in there, yeah. And they know
and,
about
and
Zod,
and there's two Flashes,
so they know there's two Flashes.
There's
yes.
two, yeah,
okay.
I appreciate you not wanting to spoil this blockbuster hit movie for our listeners.
Hey, I will say right now, there is a moment that I want everyone who was born in the 90s
to look up on YouTube.
To look up on YouTube or a flash rip of it. Just go look up
flash
the
rip.
Go look up the big cameo scene. That's all I want you to see.
You were talking about that, and I was like, everyone from our age will get this. Like, I don't remember like mm-mm, if there no. was a like plot synopsis of that thing.
I don't know how you don't remember that with the number of times that Paul specifically
on.
Must have told you about that.
This call out is going to be a lot better when you can spoil what it is.
Yes,
let's
that's
save
true.
That.
We'll say, oh yeah,
end.
I'm done with it.
Going back to talk about the acting, I think Michael Keaton does a really great
fantastic.
Job
yes.
as Bruce Wayne. Mm-hmm. It's really weird seeing
I don't
him
like
as
that.
Batman, just because it's hard for me to buy into a guy that old really embodying Batman.
Yes,
did you not watch Batman Beyond?
I recently watched the Batman movies that he was in because just on a whim I watched those.
Sure,
and he is. He's really fun in those movies, and he is shockingly good at bringing all of that energy back for me.
Okay.
Like it feels like he is that character, and I watched those movies, you know, growing up a lot because that was kind of the only
sure.
superhero
yeah,
movies at the time. Yeah,
that movie.
I will also say you touched on something interesting, which is you went back and watched those movies, mm-hmm. and so seeing this now, he brought back a lot of that energy.
Yes,
I don't have like growing up. Reading comic books and like the stuff that I was interested in was the Marvel side of
yeah.
superheroes.
Yep.
I don't like have anything against DC. I was mm-hmm.
just
you know just
you had to pick a side sometimes.
X-Men and X-Men and Spider-Man were like my jam, and so
yeah.
that's what I was interested in.
Yeah.
And when I saw a Batman comic, I'd read it, but I didn't like go out of my way for it.
Sure.
And so coming to this movie, it was weird seeing the points that were specifically like. That is a nostalgia thing.
Yes.
I don't have the nostalgia. And so it's weird because it sticks out like a sore thumb and it doesn't fit with like the flow of the scene that's happening.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or like the flow of the interaction between these characters.
For sure.
It's just it's like in sitcoms
mm-hmm.
when
the laugh track plays.
Well, if you've ever seen any of those like Friends, but they've cut out the laugh track,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Whereas they'll be talking and then they'll just sit and pause because yeah. that's where the studio audience is laughing.
Where they're all looking at each other like,
right, yeah, yeah.
And to me, watching this movie felt like there were a bunch of those moments. Where
without the laugh track?
Without the laugh track, where it's like, this is like a weird way of delivering that line. Mm-hmm. And oh, they did that specifically because that's a tie-in back to like sure. his original show or movie or whatever.
Right, yeah.
But I don't have that and I don't care. And so it just feels weird.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that that's just a DC thing. I'm sure, that there's tons of that in Marvel that I don't pick up on because I have that. Because
you fucking saw it.
Yeah.
Right. So I don't think that that's like an exclusive to this movie or to DC thing. I'm just saying that I noticed it a lot in this movie.
I do want to go back to
you remember the thing when Teen Flash grabs the little thing and opens it and
the ring?
No, the little thing in the cave and he opens it and there's laughter inside.
Yeah.
The fuck is that?
I think it's a reference to the original Batman.
Well, absolutely. Like I was hoping you knew about it.
I think it was a thing from the joke like that the Joker had.
Like
or something.
A Joker's
laugh. Okay,
bag.
I assume there was like an episode of the old Batman it to might, where like they're explaining like what the fuck is that laugh tracking Batman's like
it's
Bat
weird,
Pocket of Laughter.
It's weird.
And then it cuts to Crane.
If the Flash had like pulled out a can of what looks like spray paint and then like, oh, it scared a shark away. And
right.
You'd be like, oh, that's really weird, but like, ah, ha, ha, I get it.
Yeah.
It's bat shark repellent.
Yeah, yeah.
And so you expect this little bag that he opens and just has a laugh track coming from it to be something like that, but I don't get the reference.
I don't really get it either.
What I'm talking about, where it's like, oh, that is specifically a nostalgia reference thing for people who like
DC, but I saw the movies that this dude was in, and I don't remember a legal magic sack of laughter.
I don't remember it either, to be honest. I don't, honestly. Like, I think it must have something to do with the Joker, because I do remember that at the end of the original movie he's just on the ground laughing, and maybe that's what was making the laugh noise as
I don't know
either way. I do want to bring up one more thing before we get off of the acting topic that we were briefly on.
Acting,
it is hilarious to me that Michael Shannon, specifically the guy who plays Zod, knows what kind of movie he is in, because he does not give a fuck about acting in this movie. He is very clearly to me just saying his lines with the utter deadpan.
He doesn't feel any different from the original Zod.
He doesn't, but to me, there's something about like taking that Zod out of
the
Zack
Snyder.
He doesn't
have the same kind of menace.
That, and like, it's something about taking Zod out of that kind of movie where there's not jokes, where there's not humor, where there's not colors, putting him in this movie and giving that same performance, but not giving him any menace or importance to the plot or any of that. He's just, I am Zod, and I'm gonna...
Because you take it from, like you said, the Man of Steel, where it's very dark and gritty and, like,
jokeless
desaturated and jokeless, and you put it into this movie where the two protagonists, who are the one protagonist, right?
Are basically just acting like they're high the entire
fist
movie.
Fist bump and say, come on, Barbie, let's go party before they go, like, do their fighting
confusedly
montage.
Like, the second guy did not know what he was about to say. Like, is this the reference you're trying to make?
Yeah, maybe he was like, what would 18-year-old me, what reference would he get at that point? He's not gonna get bussing. What can I say?
I mean, he might. This is a world has a
course. All the references are wrong, so it should be like, come on,
we're getting into spoilers.
Rat's doll, let's go party.
We're getting into spoilers. We can't do it. One thing I do want to say that's not a spoiler. Good God, does the CGI in this movie look like dog shit? I am impressed. They had like an extra year to make this movie, and it seems like they took it and did it in reverse because it all looks terrible and unfinished. Like, it is shocking to me. I am not someone who notices bad effects. It looks horrible.
It looks
constantly
pretty bad.
Why did they make everyone out of plastic when they're going back in time?
Maybe this is why they do all this, all the DC movies in like shitty nighttime scenes, because it hides this shit.
No, I get that, but it's also dark when you normally see them in shiggy CG. But in this, fucking, we have deepfake now. Anyone can do it. You don't have to look like a PS4 like really bad GTA game.
No kidding, dude. Well, and it's you're specifically talking about, and this isn't a spoiler, but like at one point they're going through like the Speed Force zone, whatever, and
in their chronospheres.
Yeah, in their chronospheres, and as they go through, they're seeing like all the eventualities go past.
All the eventual that they have been, they have all the footage of this. They can just put the footage there.
But they didn't. They're like, they said, we don't want to pay animators. We're going to pay ChatGPT to go and like, hey, animate this for us. It's bad.
It is really like that. It genuinely is that level of terrible.
And I want to get into the spoiler thoughts quick. So I'm going to start us off and say that our general vibe of this movie is it's really cringy. It's way too long. The CG is bad. Mm-hmm. There's a few fun fights, but I've got gripes with those that I'm going to bring up. The movie is just a fat stinker all the way through.
Yes. Yes.
And God, if it's one of those movies that feels twice as long as it actually is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's already 2.5 hours long.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give this a big old don't go see it in theaters. Or on like WB Plus, whatever you watch this on. Like, it's not worth seeing.
I agree completely. This movie is okay. In the first 10 minutes, I was so annoyed with Ezra Miller specifically. I wanted to turn this movie
Which
off.
Which incarnation?
The first 10 minutes, Brian. The second one was not there yet, and I wanted this off. And it only gets worse when a second, more annoying Ezra Miller comes into the movie.
Yeah. Like a Bill and Ted-esque Ezra Miller.
Yes. So,
well, and
that said.
And I agreed with you, and I was getting so annoyed, but I was also trying to be like, okay, at the beginning of the movie, characters often suck at the beginning of the movie
because
the whole thing is like, oh, they've got to figure their shit out and get better by the time the movie's done, right?
Yeah.
And so at the beginning, I was also incredibly annoyed.
Yeah.
But I tried to give it a little bit of a pass because I'm like, okay, let's see where they take it.
Sure.
And then he kept being annoying, and then they added a second worse version of him, and they both kept being annoying.
Yes.
And it did not get better.
No, it did not. That said, I want you to go find the rip of this scene. If you've not spoiled it,
stop this. The scene is not worth that.
It is worth this.
It's not.
Go find a shitty rip. Watch the scene where all the like weird color balls are blasting into the screen. You'll know what I'm talking about when you find it. Just watch that. It's like 5 minutes. Check that out. That's worth your time. Otherwise, no, fuck this movie. Fuck the Snyderverse. Fuck everything that led up to this movie.
Is this part of the Snyderverse?
This is the end of it. I think this destroyed it.
Yes.
I hope this ruined it.
This is supposedly the reboot.
Yeah. I hope they never come back to it ever again. I hope that it is ruined now. So, anyway. Fuck this. Fuck this movie. It sucks. Do not go see it. Do not watch it on WB. Don't hate watch it. No. Don't give this movie money.
Brian.
Actually, guys, it's pretty good.
Yeah, I see why you guys are shitting on this one so much. Fucking.
If you look at the themes and the.
You don't appreciate the subtlety here.
It really did what it set out to do.
Whose voice are we making fun of here?
Yours.
Fuck
Mickey
you.
Mickey Mouse? I hate when they use. Like, when they reference original, like, Flashpoint stuff or, like, other stuff, and then they're like, let's just shig on this, because now no one will ever be able to... Like, the same with the fucking Black Widow movie with Taskmaster. Like, I like Taskmaster, and now Taskmaster is ruined. You can't salvage that unless you do a magic reboot where, like, Spider-Man is web-swinging backwards to fix everything.
Oh, that was actually Taskmaster.
Yes, yeah.
We've got the real Taskmaster over here.
That was Taskmistress. Taskmistress.
Yeah.
All the funny, stupid shit about the original Flashpoint with like, it was me, but like all that good shit's gone.
Yeah.
It's just like, we don't know how to write a movie, so let's take stuff from this. But take out all the cool shit, like Thomas Wayne and fucking Reverse Flash. I hate Reverse Flash. If it's gonna be called Reverse Flash, he's gotta run backwards. Or he gets a beggar fucking superhero name. Villain name.
Anti-Flash.
Right. Yeah. No, just like
Nega Flash,
Bagger, like Boom, or some other word that you would say for something moving
Zip.
Fast.
Yeah,
Schlaff,
Schlaff,
Schwing.
Anyway, this movie,
the original Reverse Flash was like a. You say he was from the future, right? The only one I saw was couple scenes of the WB wheelchair.
The original
one.
Reverse Flash is the biggest fan of the Flash in the universe, and so the Flash goes forward in time in a comic and meets him and turns him into the Flash and like gives him the powers, and he's like, oh yeah, I love this, and then he slowly realizes that he is not the biggest part of Barry's life the way that Barry is the biggest part of his life, and so he eventually just goes insane and starts doing the most horrible shit that he can imagine. The thing where like you've all
is
heard
is he genius.
Yes, I think.
Okay.
The thing we
why didn't
all
he
heard,
come up with the name
that's just his
not name? Reverse Flash?
I don't know.
It could have been Flash Jr. would be fine.
The best thing about I think that's what he was originally like or something like that. But the best thing about him is that he like the thing that you've all heard where he's like I jerked you off at the speed of sound, Barry. Like that is within character for this character.
Yes, no, I 100% believe
it
that.
It is something he would actually I believe do in character. Anyway. Tell us what you think about this movie and whether or not they should go see it.
I laughed at some stuff that you shouldn't laugh at. So, I mean,
true.
I could hate watch this.
Okay. I did.
But
hate watch
overall,
this.
Don't pay money for this.
Okay. I could hate watch it if it was an hour shorter.
Yeah.
Hate watch an abridged cut.
Well, I could, right? Yeah. I could get drunk and watch it with friends and roast the shit out of this movie.
If
it didn't take 2.5 hours to do.
Yeah.
My intro was going to be a side gag, but I didn't think anyone would appreciate it but you
given
guys.
Given that it's an audio.
Hi, guys.
Only.
My name's Barry.
Oh man, our audio listeners won't get that at all. That was a funny sight gag, Brian.
Thank you. But yeah,
smart to make this a video podcast.
Yeah, no kidding.
Watch like a best of worst of this. if they do that for movies, I don't think I've ever looked up a best of Treasure Planet.
I'm not a big CinemaSins fan, but I feel like you could watch the CinemaSins.
Yeah,
this
there
movie.
You go. Yeah.
I'm ready to go talk about all our spoiler thoughts for this. Before we get into it, another quick shout out for our friends over at Bev's Video Kingdom. We're doing a little cross promo with them where they're recommending us to their fans and we're recommending them to you. We think they're a group of funny guys. We think that their vibe is really similar to ours. And so if you enjoy our podcast, definitely check them out. We're going to put a little promo in. Additionally, if you want to help support our podcast, you can do that on Patreon. For as little as $1 a month, you can get all sorts of bonus content there, including early access to all the good Indiana Jones movies. We've already got those up and edited, so if you want to go listen to them before they come out for everybody else, check us out on Patreon. Again, patreon.com/opinionated. We'll be back in just a minute with all of our spoiler-filled thoughts of The Flash.
Bev's Video Kingdom. Because the movies won't talk about themselves. So Andy crawls through this river of shit. He comes out, visits a dozen banks, and no one's like, I'm a little concerned about the guy in the suit.
Right.
It smells like shit.
You mean the guy that literally washed himself in a river full of shit and is supposed to smell good?
Dude, that's completely the mall rat's stink palm, which takes like 3 or 4 days to wash off.
Oh, last time I scratched my ass, it smelled like Bigfoot's dick for a week.
Bev's Video Kingdom. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Tell me something. You can go anywhere. Another timeline. Another universe. So why do you want to stay and fight to save this one? Because this is the world where my mom lives. I'm not going to lose her again.
Time has a pattern that it can't help reliving. Different people, different worlds, drawn to each other like magnets.
My face. You stole my face.
If you were to go into the past, you have no idea what the consequences can be.
Get it out of your system, Rick. Talk about the one, like, 5-second scene that you liked at the end of the movie where they're doing all the... Also, to bring up this cameo, so there's a bit at the end, they're in the Speed Force in their chronosphere bubble thing where they're going back in time.
Yeah, and the universe is collapsing because...
And
like,
Bad Barry is
he's
like...
He's trying to fix it, but they can't, and he's done it so many times that the universe is collapsing.
And so then all the universes are colliding and collapsing.
But the only universes we see are, like, classic Batman and Spider-Man and Flash.
Yeah,
or
well,
Spider-Man classic Batman, Superman, and Flash.
And then.
I've heard some weird stuff about this specifically. So there's a cool one that you're about to talk about.
Yeah.
But there's also one where I know nothing about this, again, because I'm not
you're
a big
about the
DC
George,
fan,
whatever his name is.
But there's like apparently one of the Supermen that they put in as a cameo.
Yes.
Like the actor that played that Superman specifically committed suicide because he like hated his life after that role.
That is a theory that people have put forward. It is not like confirmed by anything. That's just a thing that people have said.
It fits
the thematics of them hating this movie and wanting to give it shit.
Was he the
black and white one?
Black and white Superman.
Okay, he wasn't the one with the blonde Supergirl.
No, right,
that's Christopher Reeves. That's the most famous.
I don't know names.
Yeah, that's the guy that was like in the 70s.
You know what I really wish? I really wish one of those spheres had just had like Michael J. Fox and Marty McFly, like, Doc, like, they're standing next to the DeLorean. Is
we
like,
have
oh,
really
there's
fucked
the real
them.
Universe.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. That's how he knew how to get back.
But there's one little cameo that you liked a lot.
Okay.
Which, it's not like, you said, oh, everyone from the 90s get... I heard about it in passing. I mostly just saw
the
photo of Nick Cage Superman.
who's the guy that did Jay and Silent Bob? I'm blanking on his name right now. I know who I'm talking about.
Oh, he did Dogma too. Yeah. Hmm?
It was Silent Bob, right?
Yeah, that guy. What was his name?
I don't know. I just
look that up so I can cut all this shit out and then like act like I remember.
No, I'm not letting you cut all this. That was Kevin Smith.
Kevin Smith did a bit like early on.
Don't do that clean cut where you can cut around it, motherfucker. I hear you. I hear what you're doing. Kevin Smith did all the I'm gonna do it every time.
This will be 15.
I'm gonna do it every time. Just leave this.
You will have 15 minutes of usable content.
I don't care.
You're gonna forget. You're gonna be playing Isaac while you're editing and lose all this shit.
No, but you're loud now, so I'm gonna hear it.
So what about Kevin Smith that you were talking about? And I referenced. And if you haven't heard the conversation,
and you couldn't remember it was Kevin Smith.
You definitely cut all this out.
Kevin Smith did a bit.
Yeah.
Where he talked about his attempt to get a Superman movie made.
Yes.
It was Superman Returns. And there was this producer that was absolutely fucking dead set on having a giant spider in the movie.
For some reason.
For some fucking reason.
I can be into that. I just, it's not for Spider-Man.
Yes,
spider,
not for Superman.
Look
I feel like it's very on brand for Spider-Man.
If you have not heard the Kevin Smith bit, like, just go look it up. It is on YouTube. It's a really funny story.
He's like doing
and he tells
a talk
well.
Or a comedy
exactly.
thing.
Yeah, he's giving like a talk. Yeah, exactly. And so he tells this story, and it's a very well-known story in comic book circles. And so when this movie has a like gigantic 90s-esque Nicolas Cage fight between Nicolas Cage Superman and a giant spider.
But you don't see that it's him yet. You see that he's got the mullet and he's like fighting a spider.
Exactly. You see the spider and you have like if you know what it is, you just go, oh my God, are they going to have Nicolas Cage there? And yes, it is just Nicolas Cage's face on Superman's body.
But it is the worst CG in
yes,
the like
it is
like Golden Eye, like it's just wrapped around a weird polymorph thing.
The funniest fucking thing I have seen in this entire movie by a long shot, and it made me incredibly happy for about 3 seconds. And so I really want people to experience that moment the way that I experienced it, if at all possible, because it's the only joy that this movie will bring anyone. Fuck the rest of this movie.
But also Nick Cage wasn't trying to like stop his world from exploding. He's just like, this is right. Let me float here in this tear.
It was such a weird thing that I like the idea of it. Like, a lot of people are fucking pissed that like, oh, these actors that are dead didn't consent to having their images in the movie. Oh,
sure.
No, I don't give a fuck. They're dead.
Yeah.
They don't get consent at that point. I don't care. The thing is,
I get that they don't get consent, but I don't want my image used for like neo-Nazis kind of thing.
Fair, but that's not what it is. It's getting used for the
Man,
thing that you were most famous
pretty
for.
Bad.
Okay, not wanting your face on the Flash movie, fine. That's not what people are angry about though. Anyway, I like the idea of this, and I like in a world where this movie was good, I like the idea of these universes that that DC movies have been used to create was done in a good way. Like having this scene in a movie that works could be awesome.
Yeah.
The way that I really
my
wish
beef
that
was that they're like none of them are like trying to touch it or interact. They're just like looking at it like whimsically. Oh. Like, wow.
Chris Reeves is as Superman is just like, huh. My universe is tearing itself a new asshole. Interesting.
Well, my universe is tearing that universe a new asshole. His universe is fine.
Time to do what he fucks up and reverse time and fix everything.
Yeah, exactly.
No, Christopher Reeves, don't ride that horse!
Oh, jeez. Oh, that's a joke everyone makes, and that's much worse than having him appear in a movie. Anyway, so, yeah, I like the idea of this scene so much, it's just incredibly poorly executed.
It's weird how much of the CG in the movie is poorly executed.
Yeah.
We already talked about the when they're in their chronosphere is going through the Speed Force universe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know if it's actually the Speed Force, but whatever.
I don't know if the Speed Force is a place, but fucking that's
right.
Yeah,
they're going through the time world,
yeah,
right, where they can choose when they want to pop back out into what moment in time,
right,
and everything just looks really shitty.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got dark purple Flash that's coming in, and he's like mad that
Evil why Flash, were the yeah. two Flashes lightnings different color?
Because they had
they're from it, different it, universes.
No. Original Flash changed from yellow to blue in his original timeline just whenever he felt like it. But then when there were two Flashes, they were consistently their own color.
I don't remember him having blue lightning.
When he was fixing his apartment for when his girlfriend came over, it was blue lightning.
Okay, I might have looked down at my phone.
Now,
at
maybe
that
was after he fucked around with time, so he got his time lightning and it became blue, but they didn't establish that. It's just sometimes he gets blue lightning, sometimes he gets yellow lightning, but then when there's two, they each get one color.
I mean, I like that they did that because it does help a lot as far as like.
They should have two different colors.
You just
for
want
him.
To be consistent.
Yeah, I don't want one Flash to be like, I can change colors for no reason.
How long do you have to try to alter time before your lightning becomes evil purple lightning?
A while. I think it's more about your intent, like how maybe, you use the speed
maybe
force.
It's the age of their lighting, like lightning. It's just like when you're young you got the blue lighting, when you're middle age you got the yellow,
I
when
think
you're
it's
old,
like
you got the purple.
The force, it's just like the intent as soon as someone bad uses it, it becomes like red or purple.
Here's something else I want to talk about. For a movie that's all about a speedster,
the
slow-mo scenes are
awful.
Terrible.
They're incredibly bad.
I'm gonna start at the very beginning when it's just him racing around like the world because he's got to get from New York to Gotham wherever he starts.
Wait. When it is behind him and you cannot see him doing his dumb fuck run,
when they have animated a little streak that's going through an animate like a CG world,
that
looks fine.
How is the CW Flash run animation bigger than this like weird slow-mo like whipping his arms like rubber?
Yeah,
like
I hate
do
it.
After images and some shit to like make it not look like that.
The run is like he's slowly wiping sweat off his brow.
No, he's disco dancing.
Well, that's exactly it. He's like disco dancing his way through. And at first you're like, I don't know about you guys, but I was trying to give it the benefit of the doubt again and be like, okay, maybe that's just like he's moving so fast that the frames that my human eyes can only see up to 60 frames per second. So
then we wouldn't be able
like
to
this.
See this. We would see less of him. He's moving slower than what we normally
but
see.
But then later on, he tries to do it again after he's lost his speed
and he
powers.
Does the same
and
thing.
He's just doing a fucking goofy dance from the Ministry of Silly Walks.
I can only assume that when you're running at that speed, that is the most effective way to get through wind resistance.
My
bullshit.
Ass.
No, I gig it. I don't agree
it
with
it.
It
would legitimately look better if it was just a torso and his arms and legs were Looney Tunes circles of color just running along with him.
Give him the Sonic the Hedgehog figure 8 feet.
No, straight up, just give him the run from Kung Fu Hustle where their arms are all tagging on their torso.
It legitimately looks better.
Yeah.
That would have been so good.
Yeah.
The other thing is I want to compare the, like, because in any speedster movie, you've got the, time is slowing down for them, and so they're able to go around and do stuff. And and in this movie, the first one we get is a hospital's blowing up or whatever, and so he's got to go save a bunch of babies, right?
Yes.
And I want to compare that to the scene from X-Men, like, First Class, I think.
Yeah.
And X-Men First Class is a booty hole movie. Did not like that.
First Class is good.
Is First Class
You're thinking of Apocalypse, because... First
Which
Class
is the one where
there's two good Flash scenes. There's one in each of those
Quicksilver
movies.
Scenes, right?
Quicksilver scenes, yeah. And it's there's one in First
I'm
Class.
Apocalypse
and there's another one
is
in
the
Apocalypse.
Booty hole one.
Yes,
but in both of them, there's a really cool
Excellent
Quicksilver scene.
Yeah,
right. Because in First Class, it's when they're going to break out Magneto, and he's like running around the walls, moving bullets around.
That's
and everything.
Right. Yeah,
and then in the one with Apocalypse,
they're saving everyone in the school as it blows up.
Yeah, the mansion's blown up.
And they're
up
like, and we gotta do the thing again.
And it looks great, yeah.
But
it looks so cool. And one of the reasons that it works is because when you have a speedster moving through time, in those movies, it's really clear what's going on. There's not a weird time dilation effect where everything looks like it's done through a sepia tone.
Mm-hmm.
And also, your speedster is moving at what looks like normal speed for a person, and everything else
around
him is going
slow. Well, he's also kind of glidy.
Yeah, he is a little bit glidy, but
like he can like float and he can like walk on walls and stuff. And you're like, okay, he can only do that because he's moving so fast.
Yes.
But comparing that to this movie. In this movie, when the Flash is going super fast, for some reason, he's also like moving through molasses as he's going and trying to get stuff.
Well, he's trying not to snap the baby's neck or something.
Except for a couple scenes where he's not doing it, and then like he's like busting up a vending machine to eat as many Doritos as possible.
Yeah, exactly.
I appreciate that they gave him like metaphorical web shooters in this. I wish they'd stuck with the whole, like, I need to keep my calories up right now.
It managed at the beginning.
Yeah, like, and then they never brought it up again. Yeah, it was just
like at the end when he's fighting all the Zodlings and everything else. Give me a scene where he busts into some of the Marines' SUVs and he's like chowing down an MRE as fast as he possibly can.
I want him
to
just rip open a Kryptonian and just start eating it.
God. I'm assuming that's what fucking Nega Flash has been doing all these years.
That's why he's evil now. He's just been eating evil Kryptonians so much that he's turned into this demon.
No, he just doesn't have like the good character building appreciation of losing your parents.
He didn't eat his veggies.
Losing your parents is the eating your veggies of superheroes.
Yes.
Jeez.
But how do you have a movie about a speedster and the speed scenes look so ass?
Well, I think they must have gotten in trouble for like ripping off the Quicksilver, because they just did the Quicksilver scene in the first one where the Flash show was like, let's have music and him push things out of the way and like save everyone.
I mean, to be fair, you can't copyright that idea. Like they can't have gotten sued over it or be
I'm
giant,
not saying
like,
they got sued. I'm saying people like shit on them online.
And they thought
like,
they'd
oh,
do
no.
something different.
So they're like, let's do something different. Give them all new reasons to shit on our movie.
I mean, they definitely did that.
I liked the first fight. So at the very end, they've teamed up with Supergirl.
Yeah.
And they're going to stop Zod because Superman doesn't exist in this universe. So it's coming
supposedly
down to
right.
Supergirl, the Flashes, and Batman. And they got to save the day, right?
Yeah.
And they're going. And I like the first fight scene because they're talking about using their powers. It's not that every single speedster scene in this movie is ass. There's some fun parts to the movie.
Good.
And that first fight when they're going. Now, when you get to like the, oh, they screwed it up and Supergirl died and so they go back in time to try again. Like,
I do really love when he does like the tornado around Zod and she goes into like, and she just punches the shit out of Zod. Yeah. And like,
he's got his hand up for a high five.
And she just ignores him and
this is not the time.
Back.
Also, so she probably doesn't know what the fuck a high five is.
Exactly. That's definitely it.
But because in this movie, Supergirl landed on Earth and then got thrown into a Russian orb prison and tortured for her entire life.
Yeah,
well,
exactly.
No, she was tortured.
How does she know English?
I mean, she's probably was being trained to be a super soldier or some shit. I think they should have touched on why she knew perfect English with no Russian.
I don't know.
But fucking...
It's because she had the codex inside her, and inside the codex was also English.
For some reason.
She soaks up that good sunju so fast.
Yeah, she does.
She doesn't get the good power levels like our boy Clark does for living in it, but she like straight up,
she
just,
goes from like,
she is healthy as a horse.
Yeah, she goes from like horribly atrophied, like just gangly, like you can see her spine and rib cage from her back.
Well, and like
to
the
like,
torture holes, right? Because
you
can see where they've done like the Matrix hookups down her spine, essentially.
And she is in the sun for like 30 seconds and then instantly she's like, fuck everything up. And that scene actually is pretty fun. I will give them that. Like, it's fun to watch them. I wonder why like the only one person managed to shoot Batman in a way that he would have died and no one bothered to shoot either of the Flashes. But
no,
like,
I mean, they did.
One of them
shot
Flash
right
like,
in the fucking leg.
While she's punching all the people. Like,
we just didn't see where she blocked all those bullets.
Oh, okay.
Well, and we do see her block some of the bullets.
Back at the fucking beginning, canonically, in this universe, what has this Batman fought?
Very, very normal people. Like, he fought
the
Joker.
Pause. Are you talking about back at the beginning? What
yes,
has
at
ben,
the beginning.
Ben Affleck fought?
Yes, Ben Affleck.
Oh,
who has Ben Affleck canonically fought in this universe?
Superman, Doomsday,
Steppenwolf.
Yeah.
I don't know where you're going with this.
So why the fuck does it take him this long to catch some nobodies in a bus and cause billions of dollars of damage?
And kill dozens of people.
And then he has the audacity to tell Flash about responsibility. Like, fuck you piece of shit.
Yeah. He's the one who apparently caused the entire, like, hospital to collapse on the way there.
They are regular ass people in a armored vehicle. Like, you should have a gadget on, like, you shouldn't have to look at them to make their vehicle stop and be like, they didn't even get to get inside on Batman.
Yeah, this is another reason the Snyderverse sucks. Normal people just get murdered and no one gives a fuck.
There's definitely some... Okay, talk about the baby scene, because I'm expecting some of these babies to die. And before I watch the movie...
I'm expecting the Flash to eat one of these babies the way he's talking about needing
calories. How many
calories
he needs?
Yeah.
I saw the movie, it's not part of the trailers, but I had seen a lot of just like... still images of a baby in a microwave. I gotta find out what's going on here.
I've seen the meme of it being like the intrusive thoughts one where they play it in reverse where he's holding in the light screen and he puts it back in the microwave.
That's great.
This is one of the scenes that I was talking about where the speedster stuff doesn't look good, but it also double whammy That's one of the scenes where the CG really looks bad.
It's because these babies
look like they should be the early, like, 1990s, one of the first GIFs in existence, where it's the baby dancing around.
Absolutely. These babies look to me, it's not, but it looks to me as bad as, do you guys remember the brief scene of CGI in Event Horizon where, like, the Coke can is floating in space, and you can just, like, you can just tell every single instance of that is animated? I guess you don't, from the way you look you're giving me.
I know what you're talking about.
Incredibly horrible, and these babies are on that level. These babies are as bad as the evil baby from the Twilight movies that we have to review one day.
I was gonna say they remind me of when the dog gets the mask in the mask.
Yeah, 100.
Yes. Like,
how did they do it in the fucking X-Men movie? Because they just look like people in slow-mo, and like, was that CG or was it a combination?
I don't know. It might have just been some people.
I can only assume that they're like, we can't have, like, babies about to be hit by acid and shit. We have to make these clearly not living things.
I mean, it is easier when you've got adults that are just standing in place instead of, like, babies that are hurled into the air falling out of a skyscraper. You can't throw a baby under any circumstances.
No, but you can make it look like a baby is falling
You could probably dangle a baby in front of a green screen with, like, a little harness and erase the harness. That'd probably be doable.
There were options that they did not. venues that they did not cross.
Maybe those venues involved having Ezra Miller be in the same room as a baby, and that just was not something anyone was prepared to do.
They initially had a lot of babies lined up, and then all the parents were like, absolutely not.
Yeah.
We're pulling our babies out of this movie.
Exactly.
Good luck. You're going to have to, like, tape a couple potatoes to each other and then just, like, CG over the top of them. Like, we're not having this.
Literally, you could have put potatoes in a bag and drawn little faces on it, and it would have looked better.
We got to talk about how annoying the Flash is. I know we talked about it a little bit. Have you guys seen The Big Bang Theory?
Yes.
I haven't, but I've seen little clips of it.
You've never seen any Robin, Big Bang Theory.
It looks annoying as fuck.
Robin loves
All of the characters it's annoying look as fuck. Like miserable pieces of shit.
Look, yes. The first season of Big Bang Theory was all right. It was okay. It was not great. It was not bad. It was not nearly the ridiculous horse shit that it became. And so...
I don't know... I believe you because that often happens and eventually things just get out of control.
Flanderization happens,
right?
as sure. you go on. Yeah.
But the number of like just short clips or like, oh, is it funny or whatever, right? That I've seen where it's just like blatant sexism.
Yeah.
And it's all, and then it's like laugh track afterwards where it's like, oh, here comes a dweeby guy. And he's like, hey, isn't it funny how women are pieces of shit and also don't understand Star Wars? And then it's like laugh track plays. I'm just like, who watches this movie?
That's the thing. It's like it's jocks writing for, like, this is what fucking nerds would watch. This is what they would love. They love Star Wars and The Flash.
Yes.
The reason I bring it up is because Barry Allen in this movie is like two Sheldon Coopers talking to each other.
It's like a Sheldon Cooper and then a Sheldon Cooper who is somehow high 24 hours a day.
Who is trying to pretend to be like a cool bro, but he doesn't really know what that means.
Yeah.
So he took cool bro classes.
Like a cool college bro.
Yeah.
And he's like, what do college guys like? Annoying laughs. That's what college guys like.
They've got wavy bangs. They've got a sweet, like, jersey.
I'm going to do, as a person who's never smoked marijuana, I'm going to do a laugh of what I think a person who smoked marijuana laughs
like. I, too, have seen Bill and Ted.
Yes.
Gosh.
It is
Who's
so
the guy from
annoying.
Facebook who has to pretend to be human?
Jesse Eisenberg.
I'm assuming he went to the same, like, how to pretend to be human classes.
Yes. Exactly.
It's not just, I mean, Jesse Eisenberg played him, I think, in the movie. But
yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
No, I think he's talking about the actual person.
I'm talking about the actual guy who's got to pretend to be human.
You're talking about Mark Zuckerberg. The actual person?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Well, to me, Jesse Eisenberg just embodies that. It's kind of like Michael Cera plays awkward people because Michael Cera is an awkward person.
Yes. Yeah. No, see, okay, that's what it's like. It's like Ezra Miller just watched everything that Michael Cera has ever done and was like, I can do that.
No,
and
Michael Cera is so much better than
And failed.
Yeah. Because Michael Cera is a legitimate, like, he's not a sociopath trying to, like, ooch his way in to pretend to look like a real human being.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm so used to being a cult leader. How do I turn this charisma off?
Which is, like...
Turned it all the fuck the way off.
Yeah.
And when he was originally the Flash, he felt like a completely different character in that. Like, he was, like, a hopeful, like... I'm the fanboy here, but now in this one he's like, oh, now I remembered my family sucks and my mom died.
Oh,
I can't be funny anymore.
There's the lasso of truth scene too. where he's where like, oh, because you know, how many times have you seen the joke where, oh, someone's accidentally holding the lasso of truth and they reveal something embarrassing, right?
Right.
And so Batman doesn't. It's like, oh, I use dressed up as Batman persona to cope with my unresolved childhood trauma, whatever.
I have way too much of an ego to ever laugh at myself.
Right. And then it's like, oh, haha, you know, and it's not bad, really funny, but it's, okay, whatever.
It's the same thing you've heard a million fucking times.
But then the Flash gets it, and he, like, you'd expect something to do with him being the Flash or something along
for
those
trauma
lines.
Yeah.
But his like lasso of truth joke is he's like, I know what sex is. Yeah. I've never
as a concept.
Yeah, exactly. It is.
I can I want to know what that's why I want to know. Like, does the lasso of truth?
But I don't want to touch the icky vaginis.
Right? Is it just that? Hey, I'm looking at Wonder Woman. She's fucking hot. So all I can think about is sex right now. Oh God, is the lasso of truth is making me say these things?
That's the only thing I can figure because I don't know what dictates like what truth you have to say. Otherwise. You can be silent. Like, I mean, silent is not a
lie.
You can
be silent. You could be like, man, that was a scary situation we just got out of. You can be like,
yeah,
I got to piss. It doesn't have to be like pervy or like entirely self-deprecating.
Woman says, she said, like, the lasso of truth commands you to speak, but like specifically about what?
You got
maybe Wonder Woman's just like, give me those pervy thoughts.
You got some rocking ass
commanding
Wonder
you.
Woman.
That's why that character originally exists.
I mean,
that
is,
dude
yeah.
love dominatrix.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
Wait, really?
Yeah. Yeah, Wonder Woman is explicitly a BDSM fantasy that the guy and his two partners came up with.
Well,
to like,
one of them was really cool with it. One of them was just like, you're gonna leave me if I'm not cool with it.
Yeah, as often happens with those kinds of couples. But anyway, yeah, no, that is exactly where Wonder Woman comes from. There's a reason that all of her early stuff is just straight up bondage shit.
And the lasso of truth will be like, I'm a dirty pig and I deserve a spanking. That's what the truth is you're making me say,
right?
I don't
remember those Silver Age comics.
I mean, it's pretty damn close. He's not exaggerating a lot. Anyway.
I have some research to do.
I mean, you can just find Rule 34, my dude. It is
no,
the thing.
No. I want the classic Silver Age.
So now that I gotta think about it, I don't really get how an invisible jet fits into that. And why
think,
you
no, that
see
that came
her
from the
through.
Super Friends. Like, she couldn't fly,
that's
and so they
dumb
just,
as fuck. Like, make her invisible.
Everything about the Super Friends was dumb as fuck.
No, there's a
no,
lot. There
no,
is a lot that
no,
is dumb as
there
fuck.
There was the narrator, and he was legit.
Okay.
Meanwhile, okay. And all
in
Max
pants.
Yeah. Going back to how cringy Ezra Miller is as the Flash.
I don't wanna.
I mean, how much do we need to beat this dead horse before it's done?
Like, it is impossible to overstate how much he ruins this movie.
Well, and it really feels as bad as it does because it doesn't feel like a lot's happening. Mm-hmm. Because the bulk of the movie is Zod is the bulk of the movie is Barry doesn't like that his mom died.
Slash Dag is in prison.
Right. Yes. And so he wants to deal with that, and he shouldn't have gone back in time to save it, but he did.
Hold on. Okay. There's a very important point we're not talking. Now, in this point, his good buddy Batman, letting him use his technology to, like go over some files or whatever, when he is the richest man alive, and he could just be like, here are 30,000 lawyers you cannot physically lose. But no,
yeah.
The justice system works, boy.
Maybe it's just that, like, he's already used up all his appeals, and like even the best lawyers couldn't get him out of
that's not how situation. Money and Batman works, dog.
You can just bribe a judge.
just break him out. Just break him out like you're Batman, give him a new identity.
Well, I mean, even if Batman didn't
also,
do that, Flash could do that.
Flash just go around after the jury has decided and like change their votes real quick.
That's not how that works. I don't think.
No.
Yeah, they're tallying it up afterwards. It's like, damn, I guess we all voted not guilty.
I didn't vote with it.
I didn't think I did, but
Flash should just like vibrate through the walls, grab his dad, take him to like one of Batman's thousands of islands and be like, live here now. I'll
dad,
come see you every
dad,
day
because
live- I'm the Flash.
Dad, you now live in a country without extradition laws.
You, me, and Batman know that you're not guilty. That's all you need.
Here's the thing. The idea that you, no matter how powerful you are, there are some things you can't change is a good one to tell. Like, that's a good story. You can get a lot of mileage out of that. This movie,
it takes forever to get there, and the bulk of it is Barry just like coming to terms with his own emotions, and then they introduce second Barry, and it's, oh, I've got to teach second Barry how to use his powers, but he's instantly good at them once he gets it, but he just doesn't know responsibility because he's an annoying shithead.
Yes.
And so then I also have to teach him how to deal with his emotions.
And then the entire thing turns out to be pointless because everything that he touches throughout this entire movie dies no matter what He does.
They go and rescue Supergirl, and that doesn't matter because
she just dies every time she fights Zod. She sucks at fighting Zod.
And then it doesn't matter because he gets his powers back and it's just kind of a waste of time.
I did kind of like
that. Does he learn any lesson about, like,
get shot by lightning several times?
That scene was so much better because he, like, ignites and has, like, mega third degree burns and becomes a mummy, and Batman, like, grabs him with his cloak, and it's a lot funnier in the original one.
Funnier?
Yes.
Okay.
Because like, Batman explicitly says, you are going to ignite into flame. He's like, we have to do it. He's like, fucking all right. And sure enough, he ignites into flame. He's like, we got to do it again. Like, and Batman's like, all right.
Does he heal up or is he just a mummy for the rest
of
it?
He heals up after he gets his powers back.
Okay,
because
that's the flat, how the Flash works.
Sure,
okay.
sure. But in this movie, it drags on. And for it at the end to not have mattered at all, except for that Barry, like, learned his little lesson. And so he goes back and gives his mom one hug goodbye and then undoes the thing that he did to save his mom's life. That's the crux of it.
Is there any reason you guys can think of that second Batman of the three Batman in this could not have just been Thomas Wayne?
Well, you want him to be the reference to the old Batman 1989. And, like, in a movie where that's good and you do a good job with that, you could do a lot with the, like, gothicness of that story. And instead of having it be, like, Batman just retired because Gotham doesn't have any crime anymore, have him be an old, grizzled, nasty Batman who is just, like, really
Damian
becoming...
Damian comes in for a second, like, hey, old man, what's up? I gotta go.
No, like, all of his Robins have died. Like, have that happen. Like, have Chris O'Donnell Robin die. Have Batgirl, Alicia Silverstone, I think was the person who played her. Have her be dead. Like, have it go, like, all the campness of that Batman universe have just gotten really, really dark and scary, and have it be the Tim Burton Batman universe, and you can do some of the Thomas Wayne stuff in theme, at least, without having to do, like, the guns Batman and all that. You still get the you still get the feeling of Batman 1989, and you get the Flash interacting with that in the way that he does. That would be a lot of fun, I think. But they don't want to do that because they've done all the serious stuff so far with the Snyderverse, and, like, everybody hates that shit because it doesn't work. And so they couldn't do that. So they just went, fuck it. We're just going to put, you know, Michael Keaton in this movie. I think that Michael Keaton must have stipulated in his contract, I die in this movie and do not come back to life by the end of it. And that's why they had to keep him dead, because everything that they do in this universe, all the stuff they get you attached to, it all burns. All of it's dead at the end. And
why, like, does he keep getting born further in the past as he gets changed by time? Like, he gets older and older as he gets saved.
Because they're going backwards in time of the movies, Brian.
I guess.
That's just
really,
how it is.
I really wish that rather than... Because at the very end, it's like, you think that he's back in the correct universe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He meets up with the girl that he was going to have a date with, and they're actually scheduling
a date.
Who has
zero... It is incredible to me.
The chemistry?
This girl is desperately trying to have a normal conversation with Ezra Miller in every scene that she's in, and he refuses to just be a fucking human being. And then for some reason she's just like, man, that just gets me so horny, I need this man to date me.
She is trying to have chemistry and have a normal conversation, and the movie is not letting it happen. I don't think it's anything on this actress's fault.
No, it's not her fault at all.
When she is coming in and Ezra Miller as Barry Allen is acting like a fucking weirdo.
Yes.
And then he, like, phases through the wall to steal some beer from his neighbor and phases back and gives her one. And then he opens it and explodes all over himself. And then neither of them react to it.
It's got to just be something that happens so often to Barry specifically that it's just not worth commenting on.
It's so weird.
I will give him being awkward in that moment because he's like, my dad's going to stay in prison for the rest of his life. And, like, I get that day in particular. But after that, when apparently everything's cool and he just saw two versions of himself turn to fucking ash.
Yeah,
everything's fine. I glued my tooth in, but it didn't heal.
Why didn't his tooth heal? If he can, like, heal, like, bones getting shattered.
So they
could
do
shit.
A weird, like...
Because teeth don't heal. Your bones do, but your teeth don't. That's just a thing in humans.
Okay.
Yeah, normally humans aren't connected to the fucking speed force of bullshit.
Okay, his wounds can heal faster than normal. Mm-hmm. His teeth don't matter. Like, wounds heal faster. It's just a speed up of the natural process.
And they scar.
I don't know. I don't care how long you wait. You're not growing a new tooth, Brian.
You don't need to grow a new tooth. You just need to stick it on there and use your speed force to make the roots reconnect.
Yeah, but he used super glue like a dumbass.
Well, he didn't have his powers then. Maybe it took too long in between.
It took too long. Like,
that I
and the Roots may have tried, but this dumb fuck put super glue there. And so now
he just
blocked.
Got stuck in between.
He's got Gorilla Glue in between that gap.
Anyway,
at the very end, he's back and you think he's back in this proper universe and he sets up a date with the girl that he likes and whatever. Mm-hmm. And then he's calling Batman and they're like, oh, they're having this conversation. And the big reveal is that, oh, it's actually George Clooney Batman. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's not the right one. I wish instead of showing George Clooney, I get why they did it, but I wish instead you just
being a shiggy 3D Adam West.
No, oh God, no.
All roboting through, like, hello, good buddy. No, salutations.
I wish that it had been in the Batcave and you just see like the cowl sitting in the chair at the big computer setup and everything.
Yeah.
And they're talking back and forth, and then it zooms in real close and he turns around and you just see the bat nipples.
Yeah.
That'd be what they would do if they couldn't get George Clooney to come back. I do wish there had been a way to like sneak in a Val Kilmer thing, but he I don't think he can act anymore. I think he's gotten too many.
Well, he's
problems.
Got like throat cancer. Yeah, and can't talk anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
So that'd be same for Adam West. I don't think he's doing much anymore.
I don't think so. I mean, they brought back a bunch of other dead Supermen. So yeah, like
Orville Rangbacher a long time ago.
I'm pretty sure at least one of those Batman universes was the like George Clooney was the George
was the Adam West.
Yeah,
universe.
Was the universe. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like the old TV show one where he's got like the big cartoony bomb
and the eyebrows on his like. Cowl.
Yeah, yeah.
So
exactly.
You know when he's surprised.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
Just like raise up. The movie was really bad. I'm gonna go through my favorite and least favorite parts. My least favorite part of the movie was the main fucking character. Both of them. Uh-huh. There were two of this
three.
Yeah, but that last one barely counts. He was barely in it.
I do like that he just jumped out of nowhere and punched the shit out of himself for no reason at all.
Ezra Miller's a weird culty assaulter guy, and you think you and they promise, oh, you're gonna forget about all that when you see this movie.
In what like? Why does that seem like something you would want to say?
This is why.
Like, why would you bet?
They are
our movie
desperate.
Is so good. You'll completely ignore his multiple assault charges.
They have a lot of money tied up in this, and it is going to bomb, and every single fucking cent that they can pull back from that by lying through their teeth is a win for them. That is exactly what it is.
Because they're going to cut them at the end of it anyway.
Uh-huh.
That's what's making me think that, like... Possible. There's going to be a gif of him where he does the smile and his tooth fall out, and it's not gonna age well.
No. Yeah, the flashes were the worst part of this Flash movie.
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
My favorite part is the way that the younger Flash dies. Because that was the silent joke that you couldn't see Brian do earlier. Because at one point, like, older Barry, like, prime universe Barry is holding younger, shittier alternate universe Barry as he's dying. And younger alternate universe Barry is like, oh, I'm sorry, Barry. Tell our mom I love her, and then very cartoonishly his head just like instantly flops over.
How
like
when
dead.
People in cartoons and shit like joke about like this is what people die like I'm dead blood,
and then like
and they get X's in their eyes,
their head rolls, they get X's on the eyes, and the tongue pops out of the mouth.
Yeah,
that's basically what happened here, and it was very comedic.
Just needs the South Park like shit in your pants thing.
But it's a scene that's supposed to be emotional because like. I guess you're supposed to have been attached to this Barry.
Well, because everyone has to kill their younger self at some point.
Of
just
course.
Usually metaphorical.
Yeah. And it was weird that our theater was silent except for my laughter.
Yeah.
So that was my favorite part of the movie is when one of the shit-ass main characters died. All in all, I had a considerably enjoyable time talking shit about this movie just now. Boy, oh boy, it was awful sitting down to watch. So I'm going to give it a 1.5 out of 5 chronospheres.
While I was watching this movie, I tweeted, the only way I can imagine this movie getting good is if Passberry becomes the evil Flash. And then that would only be good because maybe one of them would die. And a person replied to me, lol, before the movie ended. And I really appreciated it. Uh-huh. But it did not make this movie good.
No.
Nothing could make this movie good. My least favorite part of this movie is also Ezra Miller. He sucks in this part. He is awful in it. The humor that they give for him is just bad. It's not fun. It is the worst interpretation of a fantastic and really fun character that I can imagine. My favorite part of this movie, though, is Michael Keaton, because I love his Batman. Like, I grew up with his Batman. And sure. Batman's never been my superhero. I actually really fucking hate Batman most of the time. I think he's a lame superhero. But Michael Keaton brings a lot of charm and fun and just... He's such an interesting version of mm-hmm. this character because he's so joke. He is in on the jokes. He thinks yeah. this is cool too, and he's willing to just smile at you. It's encapsulated in that scene where Barry asks, "Hey, where's your parachute?" And he just smiles and yeah. drops out of the plane. He's just
like he was just hoping that someone would say that and be like, "Yes."
Exactly. He yeah. knows how cool he is, and it's effortless and it's fun, and I love it. And that's the kind of energy you need to make this movie work. And unfortunately, it only works with a guy who hilariously dies twice right after another. Like, they literally go back in time, save him, and then he immediately dies again in a worse way. Yeah. I don't recommend this movie. I hate this movie.
Yeah.
Even on the strength of Michael Keaton's acting alone and that fucking Nicolas Cage cameo, I will give this half a bad wig out of 5.
That's hard. That's harsh.
It's very harsh.
But
deserved.
But that cameo carrying a lot of weight, apparently.
It earned that. It yeah. earned that, yeah.
Do you know who like originally killed Flash's mom? Was it Reverse Flash?
I don't know who it was originally.
Okay.
I can look it up, but I don't think it was original. I know Reverse Flash has done it,
yes.
But I don't know if that was originally who did it.
Why didn't Flash see who did it?
I don't.
When he has spent his life trying to prove his dad innocent, he didn't think, like, let's see who actually killed my mom.
Yeah.
I get that this movie is 2.5 hours long and we didn't have time for that, but maybe cut out some of the run-throughs of Supergirl dying for no reason.
I just looked it up and no idea where this answer is coming from, but the only answer I saw was Professor Zoom.
That is the yes. Reverse Flash. That
he, yes.
He, that, what, see, a, what a name.
He becomes see,
no,
the Reverse
that
Flash.
No, that is so much bigger than Reverse Flash.
Did you see his actual name? Eobard Thawne?
That's a great name.
See, that's got to be an anagram for fucking, like, I run fast or some shit. least favorite part is Idris Elba or whatever his name is.
Idris Elba?
Idris Elba?
Idris Elba. Edris Miller.
Ezra Miller?
Yeah, that guy.
You confused him with Idris Elba?
They have names with E's. E sounds.
Idris doesn't have an E in it.
It sounds like there's an E in there.
Idris. Ezra. Yeah.
How do you spell Ezra?
E-Z-R-A.
That's pretty
versus
easy.
Idris, which is I-D-R-I-S.
Idris.
That's also, close. Elbow and Miller don't sound anything
and
alike.
You said elbow.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's his name.
So anyway,
your
Idris
least
Elba.
And your least favorite and your favorite thing, Brian.
You all right? My least favorite part are the knuckleheads.
Okay.
Sure.
My favorite part. Ooh.
Which joke that you shouldn't have laughed at did you laugh at the hardest?
His
death was really good.
I laughed at, they had a joke where he's like, "Hi, I'm Barry, and this is my cousin Barry. Oh, we gotta go now. It's
the, yeah, okay.
the cousin
the
dinner.
Cousin lunch.
The cousin dinner.
Yeah.
It's the fucking best. And then, like, that the stupid younger, like, happy Barry is like,
I thought
this was the cousin dinner.
Yeah.
But yeah, don't pay money for this.
No.
But do laugh at this.
Yes.
What'd you guys give it?
I gave it a 1.
I gave it a half.
Yeah, I'll give you a 1. The laughs I had in there are worth a 1.
Sure.
So okay. a 1 out of 5, movies that make me forget about horrible crimes.
Did it though.
Yeah, why horrible crimes?
It killed so many brain cells that I can't remember anything now.
Gosh.
But you know what I can remember?
If you want to kill more of your brain cells.
Our podcast.
You can listen to more of our episodes on our website, opinionatedpodcast.com. Additionally, we're on social media at OpinionCast on Twitter and Opinionated Podcast on Facebook. Feel free to reach out to us at our email address, opinionatedmoviereviews@gmail.com. We always love hearing from you guys, whether it's your thoughts on our episodes or suggestions for what we should watch in the future. If you get a chance, please leave us a rating and follow us on Spotify. Between that and you sharing us with your friends, it's the best way we have of getting out to new listeners. Feel free to join us on the Discord. We always love talking with you guys, sharing memes and jokes and whatnot. The link to that is going to be in the description as well as in our Twitter bio. We always appreciate you guys listening. And until next time,
we're opinionated.
Thanks for listening.
They've got the same number of syllables. Who? Those two dudes' names.
Ezra Miller.
Ezra Miller.
Elbow.
Idris Elbow. Hell yeah!